Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Well, hello everyone. I am Tim Ventura, filling in for Tim and Julie Harris, and this is Real Estate Coaching Radio, your voice for unfiltered, full-strength truth in real estate today. Tim and Julie are still on a very well-deserved break from the show this week, and they will return next week. In the meantime, we are talking about some topics that you are absolutely going to love. Okay, today is July 3rd. We are in the final stretch before the big holiday weekend. I want to wish everyone a safe, happy, and very peaceful holiday. And I should mention that if you're planning to attend any of our training webinars this week, today at 2 p.m. is the last one before the holiday, and we will be doing another one on Saturday as well to make up for it. So we're not doing any webinars on the 4th of July out of respect for our country and the holiday, and your time as well. So this is a live show. Call in and tell me what your holiday plans are at 347-857-1195, or write me questions at realestatecoachingradio.com. Okay, today we're going to be talking about outbounders.com, a web portal that offers email to small, medium-sized businesses. They're looking for affordable, easy-to-use telemarketing services, and it also allows them to easily integrate basically a lot of features and functionality that have been kind of reserved for big companies into the small business workflow. But first, if you are listening to this, worrying about your production or wondering when you're going to have a breakthrough moment in your career, open up a new window right now and visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com. You have absolutely nothing to lose, and what you'll gain is time with a professional coach who's been there and can show you how to achieve success in 2014. Now, we are going to be speaking with James Rick Stinson, who is the founder of Outbounders, and I believe that's him on the call, so let me bridge him in, and we'll get started. Hi, is this James?
It is. How you doing, Tim?
Doing well. It is a pleasure to have you on, sir. I've been doing a little build-up for our audience about Outbounders, you know, and so, you know, I want to launch right into it. But I should mention first, I've told you this on the phone. I just continue to be impressed with this platform. You have built such a remarkable tool. And so I can't thank you enough for building it, because as someone working in, you know, small to medium-sized business, this is basically exactly what we have been looking for years.
Awesome. Well, I am really happy to hear that. I basically, being in the call center business for more than 10 years, I said, you know, we would turn away a lot of clients that were smaller or had these specific needs that, you know, we couldn't meet or provide management resources for because they were smaller. And I said, we need to empower them, because there's a huge market out there. We just need to empower them to be able to do it on their own. And that's sort of the genesis for, you know, what eventually became Outbounders.
Yeah, well, let me back up just a sec and share with the audience. You know, we have a number of students who have asked about telemarketing, and so, you know, just to learn about it, we decided to work with a couple of those students and take on a couple of their campaigns and manage it, you know, just to kind of get a better feel for the process itself and understand how that can fit into, you know, real estate in 2014, right? Because we're in a market recovery. And so this is something where lots of agents use telemarketing. Lots of agents are doing outsourcing. So we thought, okay, well, let's give it a try, and then we'll take it on the show. Well, what I found was, you know, the first question for most people is where to start. And it becomes this, it's intriguing. It's this whole nother world of, you know, digging through websites, interviewing people, putting up job requests, and really there wasn't any good way to get a feel for, you know, what was a real company, what was a fake one, all that kind of stuff. And it was right around at that point, after, you know, spending days on this, that I found Outbounders. And that was, again, I just can't tell you enough how impressive this is, because you've taken all of this confusion and all of these unknowns that people have and really kind of resolved them in a single platform. So I'm wondering if you could share with me kind of your overview of what Outbounders is and then who your perfect customer is.
Okay, yeah, sure. So Outbounders is, like you said, it's an integrated platform that combines all aspects of launching and managing an outbound campaign. So that includes from the time of recruiting, we have thousands of contractors that are on the site. You can browse these contractors. You can listen to audio recordings before you even talk to them. So it's a major time saver. And you can see what they're charging per hour. Outbounders makes just a small percentage on top of that. You can also post a job. If you don't want to just browse all the contractors, you post a job, either an hourly-based job, which will get the most amount of contractors, or a performance-based job, which will get those contractors that are maybe more willing to, like, take some risks and stuff. But you got to really make sure that a performance-based job offer is really well-written, because there's a lot of people that might post these jobs, but it doesn't clearly convince people on why they should risk their time for these performance-based offers, you know, the commissions that they're going to get from doing performance-based jobs. So once you've posted a job, applicants will apply, and once you've filtered through who you want to hire, and you can filter through a variety of ways, I mean, their skill sets, how they sound on the phone, their audio samples. We also, contractors are getting feedback all the time from other employers that they've worked with. So whatever filters you want to use, you know, language filters, experience, we're going to soon have training filters where they basically have gone through certain levels of training. You can filter who you want to have on your campaign once you've hired them. The cool thing with Outbounders versus a lot of these other, you know, freelance sites out there or anything out there that we know of, you can actually manage your teams by campaign rather than trying to manage individual contractors. So, you know, once you've hired them, you actually go in and you create a campaign, and then you assign any contractor that's going to be on that campaign to that specific campaign, and then you manage the campaign by uploading your training materials, uploading your lead list. If you don't have a lead list, we have partnerships where we can, you know, give you wholesale discounts on getting your list data that you're going to upload into your campaign. And then basically your campaign is paused at that point while you're getting everything set up. And we've got a campaign setup wizard that just guides you through that process in like 15 minutes. And that's actually one of our promises, is that it's as easy as setting up a campaign in 15 minutes. So you've got your staff in there, you've got your list in there, you've got your training in there, and then you can set your campaign to live mode. And, you know, once you've, if you've got everything configured, you know, what times they can call and everything, at that point you can track the reports and you can see, you know, the audio recordings of the agents. You can do coaching with them, monitoring, and basically manage your campaign at that point and make adjustments as necessary, you know, updating your scripts and updating your lead lists and doing everything from one place. And for the agents, they're also plugged into our dialer technology and everything. So after you've hired them, they're automatically going to see their training materials. They're automatically going to be given a step-by-step on how to download their soft phones and access the dial and everything. So it saves you a ton of time and money, you know, trying to go out and find all these different solutions for the recruiting and the managing of the recruiting and the training and getting them, you know, the lead lists and making sure that they're set up on the dialer. Like, we've really built a comprehensive and integrated platform for all aspects of managing an outbound campaign.
Yeah, I would say 15 minutes. That probably sounds about right. Actually, I think that's about how long it took us. You know, and I did. I went in and browsed contractors, and I did write a pretty detailed job rec, and in our case, it was hourly. It was not performance-based, you know, on behalf of our student. And then we had a list as well, and I should mention to people who feel nervous about loading a list into it, really all we're talking about is, you know, name. Well, in our case, it was name, email, and phone number. That's all that we had been provided, and so that's what we put in. And our telemarketer was able to, he was able to get started with that. Now, he didn't actually start calling until the next morning. He, you know, he'd asked, you know, what hours, and we said, okay, well, you know, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you know, Pacific Standard Time. So there's a little delay there, but in terms of the actual setup time, it was very straightforward, you know. But you guys
right.
also
yeah,
offer
and
a lot. Oh, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, and it, you know, in your case, that's awesome that you were able to get through. And, you know, in some cases, there's some specifics. Maybe the lead list wasn't in the right format or whatever. So while we strive for that 15-minute mark, we do have the support. You know, we have live chat. You can send in a ticket, and we strive to get those tickets handled as quickly as possible. So there are sometimes a few snags here or there, but we're right there at your back and, you know, guiding either you through on the campaign setup side or guiding the agents through if there's some kind of incompatibility or something that we need to guide them through.
Mm. Now, Outbounders, as I understand things, I might be mistaken here, but you're the founder of Global Sky, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and then so this kind of, and for people who are unfamiliar with that, from what I've read, Global Sky is one of the largest telemarketing companies in Southeast Asia. So really what you've done is take the experiences from doing large corporate telemarketing and try and put those into something for the smaller businesses.
That's right. I mean, and on the side of Global Sky, I wouldn't say we're the largest. I would say that we are in certain sectors, but we pride ourselves on hands-on management at a high level. We're kind of a boutique company in that way that we're not huge, and we don't, like, you know, give you down to the junior teams and stuff. They're dealing directly with, you know, the owners, the founders, the you know, our high-level management on each new campaign that gets launched with Global Sky. And what we found, though, is you can't give that kind of hands-on dedication that's required really to do these things successfully. It does take a lot of expertise and investment in the beginning. And so what we've learned is that there's a huge market out there, people that want to build their businesses through telemarketing. But, one, they don't have the expertise. And, two, there's not really many companies that will take on these small campaigns. And so unless you've got a big budget to be able to pay somebody to do it right, or you try to spend countless hours to do it yourself, you have this huge need, and yet you have a very poor solution for these folks. Either it doesn't exist, or it's very difficult to try to organize it yourself. And so I said, you know, I love the idea that, you know, if I can provide a solution in this space, there's already a huge need for it. This could really rock a lot of people's businesses, and not to mention create a tremendous opportunity for people working from home all over the world. We have staff that work from an office, but we have, the majority of our contractors that work from home and in various places all over the world. And it's exciting because I think that is the future of where things are going. I call it a workforce revolution, where I think the majority of people are going to be working from home. So to be able to provide a platform that empowers people to work from home, to convert the time that normally they would take to commute to work and, you know, get ready for work and, you know, time away from the family, and to create an opportunity for them to do it all from home and spend more time with family and earn more that normally goes unpaid because they're commuting or whatever. That's, I think, the part that inspires and excites me about it. And then on the other side, these people that have this need to do this, you know, type of marketing to grow their business, because there's a lot of marketing channels are getting increasingly more expensive. But, you know, outbound telemarketing for a lot of companies is tried and true. And as long as you have a list of warm potential people to reach out to, or a market that you know is interested, telemarketing can be a wonderful way to get your foot in the door and to at least start generating some income that will allow you to expand and experiment with some other marketing channels. So all around, I think, you know, that's what motivated and excited me about this opportunity. And it's been a lot of work. This has been in development for the last 3 years, and we went, you know, through a beta process for about a year, and we just officially launched out of beta. So we haven't even been actively marketing it, you know, on a big scale for, you know, we just got out of beta about a year ago. So that's probably why it took you a little time to find it, because we're still tweaking, even though we're at over 10,000 users, we're still gathering information, tweaking it, and really making it a robust platform.
Okay. Well, yeah, so thousands of people, actually telemarketers, are in the system too. And I wanted to ask you about now, how do you recruit folks to work in that system? Are you guys doing, like, just traditional advertising? And then I wanted to ask, you know, are most of these individuals from Southeast Asia, or is it more of a global pool of applicants?
Yeah, good question. So we started with, because we know the Asian market, we started with, and the Philippines is one of the top English outsourcing destinations. So we started recruiting there, and we've got thousands of applicants who have come out of, you know, the Philippines, all over the Philippines. But, you know, we do all kinds of, we do press releases, we do advertising, we do all kinds of traditional type of marketing to get visibility on the contractor side. That's where we've emphasized our promotions at first, because without the contractors, it doesn't matter if we draw in the clients. We got to have the product first, which is, you know, experienced and professional telemarketers and salespeople. And so a combination of our advertising and our press and everything that we're getting, and kind of balancing that out with some marketing to bring in the clients, and then a lot of word of mouth spreads from there. I mean, once you've got somebody who's actually in the system, has a job, has an opportunity, earning money from home, it doesn't take much for them to want to share it with all their friends who, especially when it comes to places that are so call center and such a small world in the call center space in the Philippines, it doesn't take long for that word to spread like wildfire.
Yeah. Now, one thing I should mention, just in case anyone is feeling nervous listening to this, you know, wondering about outsourcing stuff, the country of each telemarketer is listed in their profile, along with like a sound clip where they actually have, you know, spoken words so you can hear, you know, how well they speak, their accent and all that stuff. And then there's a lot of other information about them. So, you know, do you think that helps round out their profile a fair amount?
We do as much as we can to save you time in the upfront before you actually start interacting with them. So, you know, language filters, being able to have a sample of what they sound like and you know, a background on them and ratings on what their skill sets are and stuff, and if they've worked in the system before, getting some feedback on them as much as possible. It's all about getting you to the result that you want as quickly as possible. And that result for a lot of our clients is, I have an offer, I have a campaign that I want to set up, I need some good talent to get going on it, and I don't want to spend a lot of time trying to set all this stuff up. I just want to, in a lot of cases, I just want to see if this is going to work, or I know it's going to work, and I just need to find good people to run with it.
Okay. Well, James, I this is wonderful material, and I would love to come back to this and talk a little bit more about it, and let's take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Is coaching right for you? And how can I guarantee it will work for me? Chances are you are asking yourself those questions right now. I'll answer those critical questions for you in just a moment. But first, let's be honest about something you may have always suspected. You've probably always known that the nation's top 1% of realtors, you know, those millionaire agents you see on TV, they possess a secret knowledge that the other 99% of agents do not have. Where did they learn what they know? And more importantly, how did they learn how to put this closely guarded information into money-making action? It's simple. They have a coach. Not just any coach. The nation's Mega Millions top 1% of the realtors know that in order to maintain their almost unfair advantage, that they must have their own personal coach, a proven, market-tested coach who has truly walked in their shoes, a coach who has worked with many of the nation's leading agents. At this point, you're probably ready to maybe try coaching. However, you don't want to be unfairly locked into a long-term ball and chain that coaching contracts can give you. It just makes sense that you should be able to try it before you buy it. Even more importantly, you want to have a coach who is the best of the best, not someone who is simply assigned to you or, even worse, has never sold real estate. Can you imagine? If this is you, I have something for you right now that is exactly what you have been looking for. For the next 48 hours, Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching is offering you a free coaching call. This is a real coaching call with a real Tim and Julie Harris coach. Now, while you are thinking about it, why don't you visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Once again, that is freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Now, let's be clear. This exclusive coaching opportunity is only available for the first 50 realtors who are stone cold serious about their real estate business and know that in order to succeed at the highest level, they must hire a coach. So don't wait any longer. Take action now and visit us again at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thanks so much. See y'all soon.
Okay, this is Tim Ventura, and we are back. I'm filling in for Tim and Julie Harris on Real Estate Coaching Radio, your voice for unfiltered, full-strength truth in real estate today. Tim and Julie are taking a break from the show this week. They will return next week. And in the meantime, we are talking with James Rick Stinson about Outbounders, a revolutionary new platform for telemarketing. Well, James, I want to thank you again for being with us. And before we went to break, one of the things that we were talking about was how people can learn more about the potential telemarketers in the system. You know, we used the rating system that you have in place. We used that when we were going through profiles. And I found that it was very helpful. It seems like many of the telemarketers in your system have detailed reviews and ratings by past employers, which was something that helped us find the right person for our test campaign. Is that something that you found people use a fair amount, and do a lot of people mention that it helps them, I guess?
Well, I think more and more reputation is, it always has been, but, you know, especially in the online space, I think the more history, the more track record, the more credibility that person's going to have. So certainly I think it's probably one of our most used filters. But because we are a relatively new marketplace in the sense that, we have launched out of our beta a year ago, we don't have, you know, the majority of our contractors don't have that feedback or history in the system yet. So it's kind of a catch-22 because the most active and the most the agents with the best histories are more likely to get hired again and again. But certainly it's a very, very useful feature, yet I think there's other aspects that are also very useful, like even just the sample recordings and stuff have been probably a very, very useful feature in this space. I mean, being able to hear somebody's accent and how they sound and how they sell themselves before you even get on the phone with them is incredibly useful as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and I think all that goes into conversion rates, and so I'd like to touch on that as well. Now, in terms of, and again, you know, for real estate agents who might not be familiar with this, what do you think they could expect as a ballpark conversion rate?
You know, it's hard to say. It depends on three variables, I always say. It depends on your list, your offer, and the staff that you have that's working that offer. And so, it varies so much depending on, again, your list. Some agents might have a list that is completely cold, in terms of they've never worked with them before, and you know, it's just a list in a certain geographical area that they're calling on, and then it could be that they already have a pre-existing relationship with them. So, and also depends on what your offer is. Are you offering, you know, you want them to be able to offer to you know, to have you list their home, to sell their home? Are you offering just to do like a free consultation where you're going to give them a price estimate on their house or, you know, appraisal? I mean, there's so many different offers that you could do to a list to open that door and get your foot in. I mean, are you offering them $1 million? You're going to get a much higher conversion rate if you're offering, you know, to come over and give them $1 million than if you're trying to actually get, you know, some major commitment from them. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and even if the conversion rate isn't stellar starting out, and I guess I would assume, especially for real estate agents who are just getting into this, you know, maybe they're trying to do appointment setting or something like that, there are always bumps along the road. But I think the fact that you're outsourcing helps make this a money-saving proposition, right?
Well, I think the most important thing for any business owner is to be thinking in terms of leverage. You only have so much time in a day, and you're only good at so many things. And so a true, you know, an entrepreneur and, you know, for real estate agents, they are business owners to the max. I mean, they have to be entrepreneurial. They have to be resourceful. And so the number one thing they need to be thinking about is, how do I leverage myself today? How do I leverage myself next week, next month, and only focus on the things I want to do or I'm really good at? And telemarketing is like a necessity for a lot of businesses, even though it may seem like, you know, telemarketing is only cold calling or whatever. Telemarketing is also very useful for follow-ups. It's very useful for keeping an ongoing relationship with clients and letting them know that you're still there. And, you know, there's a variety of different kinds of follow-ups you can do, but that you don't personally have to do. And so having, you know, a platform like this or a staff member that you can work with and say, you know, here's the list I need you to call this week, or, you know, these are the calls that I need to go out continually, sets up not only leverage in the form of the person that you're outsourcing to, but also when you can create routine leverage that's going out, you know, every day or every week or every month, and you don't even have to think about it once you set it up, now you're really starting to expand how much you're multiplying your effort. And that kind of leverage is ultimately where, you know, whether it's you pick the right person the first time around or not, you know, I make all kinds of hiring mistakes, but I always am looking at how do I create more and more leverage in my business, and eventually I do find the right people, and once I solidify who the right people are, it's just routine leverage. They continually help to focus on areas of the business that I'm not, and yet we're all growing as a team.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Well, now, for people who are coming into this, who need to learn about all these, I mean, you just mentioned four or five different ways that someone could use telemarketing in their business. Is this something that's on the Outbounder site? Because this is one thing that I looked for a little bit, and I'll tell you, it would have been very helpful, and it may be there. I just haven't found it yet. Just like example scripts might be one thing, or different types of campaigns, like the follow-up campaign is something that just hadn't come to mind, and now that you mentioned it, I thought, you know, that would have been neat. That would be something worth trying. Do you guys have those resources on your site, or could you recommend any good public sources where people could get that kind of in order, I guess, before they go to Outbounders?
Yeah, actually, if they sign up as a client on Outbounders, we do these regular mailings where we do provide like resources, and you know, these are the things that you could use Outbounders for. And then, like I said, we're also going to be expanding our offering in O Academy, which basically is related to not only the sales training side and everything, but also from the client side, what you can do, how you can do it, how you can lead your team, and, you know, basically other business building tips and stuff that go along with, you know, doing outbound marketing and growing your business. So, you know, I would recommend if they want to access these kind of resources and get some ideas around how they could use this to grow their business, just by signing up as a client, they'll be on our newsletter and we'll send them updates on, you know, what is working on the platform and how to take advantage of it in a way that can help grow their business.
Yeah. And there's no charge to sign up, as I recall. It was pretty easy,
no,
painless, you know. Yeah, so
it takes,
I would
just a couple of seconds.
Yeah. Well, and again, it does bring so many resources. You know, this is one of the products that I would recommend that real estate agents seriously check out. You know, there are a lot of them that kind of come and go. There are many that might fit for one agent but might not fit for another. But I think with telemarketing, that's something where because it's a traditional lead generation method, this is something where agents have probably been told, right, by their peers or their boss or other agents in their office whether or not that kind of works in their situation. And so I think if they have the inkling that it might work for them, then they should probably – I would say start with Outbounders rather than do what we did and kind of arrive there after looking other places. So
and if you don't want to do it, like, because I think a lot of people think, you know, oh, I do telemarketing. I only want to do 5 calls a day or 10 calls a day. If this is the kind of thing you don't want to do, it may be hard to imagine or hard to believe, but there are people out there that love this kind of thing, that want to do it, that are hungry to do it. And you're depriving them of the opportunity to help you grow your business by not giving them that opportunity. So it's always amazing to me, as you're, you know, building leverage in your business, how many people love to do the thing that you don't want to do, and you're crazy not to give it to them because they'll do a better job than you will.
Well, yeah, and I think it's the hunting versus farming mentality, right? And I did an interview yesterday with a company that's very involved with farming, and I think there's definitely a place for that, and it can definitely benefit agents in a lot of ways. But, you know, but then at the same time, I'm always nervous about neglecting that hunting aspect of it, and I think that many agents do because it's more difficult to be a hunter, and I think telemarketing definitely goes into the hunting aspect of things.
And the way I look at it is, if your ultimate goal is to not go hungry, then learn how to hunt and farm and have somebody do that for you. And then, you know, work as a team, and you've got somebody farming over here and somebody hunting over there, so that at the end of the day, nobody's going hungry because you know how to do both.
Yeah. Well, now, in terms of the fees, and I believe that I have this correct, but Outbounders charges a 10% fee based on the telemarketer's hourly rate, and then if people use what you call O-Dialer, which is the built-in website dialer software, there's a $1 an hour charge for that. And I would actually recommend that people use that. It works very well, and $1 an hour is pretty inexpensive. So for a $5 an hour telemarketer, if you hired someone at that rate, this would be $6.50 an hour altogether, right?
You got it. And if you compare that with, you know, a telemarketing company in the U.S. or even trying to work with one in the Philippines that's managing it for you, generally a good rule of thumb is to look at, you know, and we do managed services too, and a good rule of thumb is that we add about $3 an hour on top if we are going to manage it for you. So if you manage it yourself, you're saving about $3 an hour, even with the Outbounder fee and the O-Dialer fee. And then on the U.S. side, I mean, telemarketing firms can charge $18, $20, $40 an hour. We've heard as much as $60 an hour for companies that are going to manage it for you. So you can imagine if you're hiring, let's say, U.S. reps, because we have U.S. reps on the platform as well, or if you're in Australia hiring, you know, domestic Australian reps, how much you might save in hiring and managing them direct through the platform. And, yeah, we recommend using our technology as well, because that's the big benefit is that everything is integrated. So, and it's on a per-use basis. So unlike buying a software, paying a flat fee for something you might not even use, this is $1 an hour for actual use when you're using the O-Dialer. And so it actually works out to be very cost-effective.
Yeah. And again, in the test that we did, you know, I guess if people are wondering, you know, how far is my $6, $7 an hour, you know, expenditure going to go, the rep that we had in a matter of 6 or 7 hours went through 250 leads. And, you know, I went in after the fact. You have recordings of all those calls in the system, too. And so I went in and listened to some of those recordings. He did a good job. He's fast. This is what he does as a profession. And he's hungry. He's motivated for sales, you know. So I was you know, pleased as punch. But the other thing that I liked about the dialer also was it was very good at doing time tracking. And you guys have done a really good job putting reporting in there, too, so people can see where their money is going, how many calls were made, the average length of call, and all that stuff, right?
Definitely. I mean, having that transparency, you've got to know what your return on investment is. So, you know, we try to give as much transparency as possible on not only the call reports, but the time reports, and you can even get screenshots of your staff and what they're doing. And, you know, as many metrics as you might be able to think of that you'd want to track, we've tried to put in there and make it easy to sort through and see exactly what they're doing.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then you do also offer the management services. That was something you touched on a moment ago. Now, can you give me any ballpark on typically what that costs? That's something that I don't know too much about. But how would people use those, and then what could they expect to pay if you were going to do management for their campaigns?
Yeah, so there's some companies that that come to us and say, look, you know, you guys know what you're doing. You have this wonderful platform and all these resources and everything. I just don't have time to manage my own campaign, even though I'm empowered to do that. You know, money is less of an issue. It's more about my time. And so we say, all right, well, in the neighborhood, and again, it depends on the level of skill that they require and the location. But generally, if we're going to manage campaigns and, you know, and these agents are working from the Philippines, we're in the neighborhood of $8.50 to $9 an hour. And that includes the technology, that includes our managed services, that includes everything. And we provide the reports and everything. Basically, all they've got to do is send us their training, send us their data, and, you know, kind of sit back and let us provide them the reports and do the recruiting and the training and everything on our side as we continually tweak and refine the campaign to make it profitable for them. So it's a much more highly leveraged way to go about this. And, you know, we do know what we're doing on the managed service side, and we are going to be adding more managers into the platform as well that you can work with directly. But, you know, we're certainly available in anybody who reaches out to us to do a managed campaign. We do have certain minimums on that too, though. So sometimes clients will go through the platform themselves to kind of get things going, and then when they're ready or they're kind of like convinced that it's going to work, then they come to us for the managed services where we have a minimum of 3 staff. So generally, let's say, you know, as long as their budget is in the neighborhood of $4,000 or $5,000 a month, that's the stage that we take over and we do managed services with them.
Oh, okay. So that allows them to kind of grow then. That might be a good way to look at it. You know, is they
yeah.
can start out small, they can test it, they can see if they can get any results with it. Again, we did get results with it, but then they're able to kind of grow into those additional features too. And then at some point, presumably, they might grow out of that and grow into a firm like Global Sky, right? So.
Well, yeah, that's it. Global Sky is more on the enterprise level. Generally, when we start getting into bigger number of seats or in an office environment that, you know, it's like the Mercedes version of the managed campaign and growth. And also on the inbound side, too, because what we specifically focus on with Global Sky, and we also have a separate business, Inbounders, is on the support side. So as your business is growing and you start getting a lot of inbound calls and everything else and you have live chat that you want to have managed on your website and stuff, that's where those other businesses come into play. So, yeah, there's a lot of overlap between what kind of support we do. So we grow your business and then we support your business.
Wonderful. Well, on that note, James, we're almost out of time today, but I would like to sincerely thank you for joining us and sharing everything with our listeners. And I would like to ask the listeners to at least take a look at www.outbounders.com. And again, I would recommend that they sign up for it because telemarketing is one of those traditional services that goes into that marketing lead generation process. A lot of agents use this, and we had a really good experience with Outbounders. Now, James, do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners today?
No, I think there's always going to be a little fear or hesitation before you do anything, and really we've tried to make it as easy and low cost as possible to run experiments, and that would be the main thing I want to leave people with is that you've got to be, whether it's with Outbounders or anything, you've got to be, as a business owner or entrepreneur, you've got to be experimenting with marketing all the time because that is what is going to drive the lifeblood of your business, which is your leads or your sales. And so we've tried to really do our best to put together a platform that makes it safer to experiment with your marketing dollars and set up, like I said, a routine that is going to continually drive more leads or sales for your business. And so if you're even hesitating or fearful even a little bit, you've got to move into the mindset of the experimenter, and you're going into the lab, and you're going to do an experiment, and you're going to keep running this experiment, even on a small scale, until you get the results that you're looking for, and then you scale it, and that's what it's all about.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, James, thank you again for your time. And again, the website is www.outbounders.com, and I believe we have links up on the site for that as well. So thank you again, James, and thank you to all of our listeners. And let's close up today's show.
Thank you so much, Tim, for having me on the show.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.